This is Independent Talk here on Power 106 FM. And so Food for the Poor, they have been doing quite a bit of work across the length and breadth of this island in so many different areas. And Deacon Ron Burgess, who joined me earlier this week to talk about another area that they're working on, now rejoins us. He's Senior Director, Recipient Services, Food for the Poor. And we're going to be talking now about Angels, the Angels of Hope program. Deacon Burgess, good morning. How are you?
Morning again.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Yes, it never rains but it pours, eh?
I tell you.
But in a good kind of way. This is showers of blessing that we're receiving.
Indeed it is.
Good. We want to know more about Angels of Hope, because when you put those two things together, you think of the angel. When you're sending your child to bed at night, there are some persons who will have the child pray, "May God put four angels around my bed."
Yes.
And when you combine that with the concept of hope, hope is something that springs eternal, then it means that your organization must be a very wonderful organization, sir.
We love to believe so, and we work at it. You know, it's a process, so we're working towards getting perfect in that process.
So talk to us about the genesis of Angels of Hope.
First of all, Food for the Poor mandate in terms of our assistance to Jamaica and all and throughout the 18 countries that we're in is to assist the most vulnerable, the elderly and the children. And so in respect to the children, we establish a program that is funded primarily by individuals in North America to adopt children that are in homes of safety. And so we have assisted over the years 21 places of safety that is run by the government. And out of that, we have selected 600 children that we have tied to an individual, 600 families in North America that corresponds with them to guide them and give them hope in the sense that anything that they need in terms of assistance, not only financial, but other tangible things, to let them feel belonging, that's the children in the home, let them feel belong, and also to assist them primarily to improve their own academical achievements, and also to let them understand that the highest heights they aim for, they can achieve it with assistance. So what we do is we have a group of personnel or social outreach department that visit these homes and ask the wards to assist us in selecting persons who they feel would fit the profile, they can correspond, and also they show potential. And we connect them with the family, and from that connection is made, they would continue to correspond on a monthly basis with these families. It has proven to be wonderful. In fact, many of the children go till they're about 17 when they're ready to be sent out from the institution and have made further connection with the same family that has enhanced their future careers.
So it is building those critical relationships, recognizing that if it is that you're taking care of the needs of the children from early on, then they will grow into the adults that we expect them to. Which brings me to the issue of the partnership that you're now forging with Crayon Counts. How important is it?
Oh, that we embrace it, because Crayon Counts lends itself also to assist in the academic and the real, it's almost enhancing our education trust that Food for the Poor has. We have empathy for education. Over the years, we have helped over 3,000 students. Last year alone, we helped 200 from basic school all the way to tertiary institution. And we are proud that we have assisted. We have four attorneys that have graduated, and we have three doctors that we have helped from primary school all the way through. So embracing the Crayon Counts, it does adds to our assistance to the youngsters that we believe can only assist in advancing themselves in terms of participating in this program. So we embrace it, and we are so happy that we were able to be associated with them. In particular, last Saturday.
Yes, at your fun day.
big thing at Hope Gardens, where we have the over 1,000 children.
Mm-hmm. From children's homes. From children's homes. Over 1,000 children from children's homes.
From the children's home. Mm-hmm. 19 children's home.
Sounds like Deka had fun at the event.
We did. Yes. We had a lorry and the children had an absolutely wonderful time. I just wanted to expand a little bit on our partnership. So the public understands Food for the Poor is a critical partner for us. We purchase all of these materials that go into the basic school, and Food for the Poor is the one who brings it in for us, and we support their events. Mm. So we are absolutely very, very grateful to Food for the Poor. And maybe, Deconvergence, you might want to tell the public about your basic school building program, which is very exciting.
Oh, that is a gift to Jamaica.
Yes.
We have committed 50 schools.
50 for 50 is what it was, yes.
And we are well on the way. We are into the 10th school from the time we had committed. But it to us, it is really, again, improving. Many basic schools started on the veranda of a retired teacher.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And many times it's overgrown. It's the amount of children that is sitting under the tree. And what we have done is to go in to look, once there's land available, and the Ministry of Education has been very cooperative in helping us identify lands to expand these schools. And we not only expand the building facilities, we furnish it. And I mean, the material, educational material, and this is where Gran is going to be tremendous help and contributor to the educational material that is needed, because that is so lacking. A basic school is a big challenge.
So each basic school that is built will be equipped with material from Crayons County.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Mm. Exactly. And you see how the partnership works? So we don't build schools.
Yes.
Or put in furniture.
In fact, you don't have the wherewithal to build.
No, Food for the Poor does.
Yes.
Right. And then we go and speak with the regulators about the appropriate materials to put in the school and source them, and then we put them in and see how the partnership works.
That is absolutely wonderful. And Mr. Burgess, I know that this is a partnership for the future.
Oh, indeed. We embrace, and it's so always accommodated.
You should see her in here this morning. I think from I started this program, from she joined me, she has not stopped smiling. It is such a beauty to see when people get excited about what it is that they're working with. And not only that, the energy that she brings to just lobbying for and working with the children. It is so good to see. Thank you very much for your contribution, for the contribution of Food for the Poor to the process.
It's our pleasure, and that's what we do.
Great.
We aim to empower and to please.
Thanks much. Deacon Ron Burgess there, Senior Director, Recipient Services, Food for the Poor.